brought to you by Penguin.
Playing Dead, written and read by me, Robert Sheehan. Preface. After about a year of struggle, the simple practice of meditation began transporting me to parts of myself that I'd never been to before. It taught me how to reveal, layer by layer, the things that were going on in my subconscious awareness, so that they could also become part of my conscious awareness. The purpose of this book is not to set myself up as an expert in the practice of meditation, but only to confirm the opposite, that I'm a complete beginner of meditation, writing from what the great engineer and meditator Itzhak Bentov called my present level of ignorance. I'm no expert in human behavior. I'm just someone who is compelled to find a practice, one that's laughably simple, to be profoundly life-changing. By this stage, I've been practicing the art of sitting still over many thousands of hours for about 7 years now. But if it were an evening's chat down the pub, it still feels like I'd be only just after clearing my throat. In that time, the practice has yielded a profound transformation. It's allowed me to retrieve my real self below or above or beyond my day-to-day impulse-driven self, after years spent pretending other ones. It's proven to me that one doesn't need fancy credentials or to have climbed a dangerous mountain to begin expanding their consciousness and experiencing more joyful spaciousness, and has permitted me to see with greater clarity behind the curtain of this strange and wonderful thing we call being alive as a human being. If you had the physical book in front of you, you would see that when I referred directly to what this book is about, the word or words symbolizing it will be in the process of dissolving. I persisted in using completely blank spaces originally where the word meditation would be, but the blank spaces were tripping up people's reading rhythm. A dissolving word or phrase is a more accurate symbol than a blank space on the page anyhow, because one cannot just leap from the state of consciousness required to be reading to a state of complete blanknessness and then back again in a split second. It takes time to travel from one space to the other. I symbolize it on the page this way because I've found that using any word to name it is inappropriate. Meditation is a wordless place. Words that have been traditionally used to name the practice have too many cobwebs attached to them. Savoring the taste of being is just like food. It cannot be tasted by reading the menu. So as to avoid being vague about it, I define meditation as a wordless, actionless pastime which, when awarded your valuable time, space, and attention, greatly unfolds in dimension. It's a state in which I sit or lay, quiet-ish and still-ish, where I'm left entirely to my own devices, not speaking or doing anything, all the while accepting wholeheartedly everything that's coming into awareness, including thoughts, emotions, and sensory perceptions. Permitting, without judgment, anything and everything that has a desire of its own to froth up to the surface, but then letting it all go, as best I can, and returning focus back to the deep feeling of my essential being. Later on, as beingness evolved in me and I regained better control of my impulses, the definition of what meditation was evolved along with it. But first, let's take things one step at a time. Also, occasionally, I recommend letting the focus dwell on these dissolving words that inhabit the book. Use them as opportunities to take a pit stop and collect yourself a little deeper in awareness by closing your eyes, taking a few breaths, and watch the focus as it turns inwards. So now you're reading yourself the same way you were listening to the book. And I'll share some simple techniques along the way to help to do this. The dissolving words are to leave room for you in here, so that it's not entirely about me. This book starts...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?